BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Afternoon.
What are they after?
The one.
After?
Newsbeat.
BBC Radio 1.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
With Scott Mills.
It's a man, actually, Derek.
But
you thought that was big?
Huge.
Get this.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go!
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, you've tried the Disney generator and all the other ones on Instagram. Now try one of ours. Thanks to incredible BBC technology, today we can tell you which BBC Sound Of artist you are. You could be any of the winners. Also, the Who game is back, stronger than ever. And our first Radio 1 DJ, where do you think they were? Thank you, Ariel Free and her mum Jackie, for taking one for the team. That's really pranged me out.
What just happened in the studio, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, freaky.
So we could hear a phone ringing, like, bleep, bleep. And we're like, where is that coming from? There's a phone under the desk. Are we being bugged?
It was like it was hidden in there by someone. It is really odd.
Closer inspection reveals it to be an old Nokia. Now, whose phone is that?
For me, that's what makes it even more suspect. It's like, no one really owns those phones anymore.
It's
like a burner phone.
It's like a burner phone. It's quite line of duty.
Yeah.
But I hope that whatever we were saying before the show started hasn't been recorded for many reasons.
Or how long it's been there.
Yeah.
And whose phone is it? Who put it there?
Yeah. And it
probably
looks like
listening
it's,
right now.
Right. It looks like it's been hidden. And it's like in some box under the desk. It's all very
sneaky,
suspicious.
Sneaky.
Weird. Today, Ariel Free on Where Do You Think They Were?
I said, you buy one, you get Ariel Free.
I said, you buy one, get Ariel Free.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What a cracking start to the new year. We've managed to persuade our first ever Radio 1 DJ to take part in Where Do You Think They Were and find out their conception story. This is big, right?
Yeah, this is very, very good. Good idea.
Good afternoon, Ariel Free.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
How are you both?
Yeah, very good. I mean, this is it's just incredible scenes. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this for us.
I mean, you say incredible scenes now. Wait until after, maybe, to make that kind of review.
It's great, this, because you don't think really about this with your favourite Radio 1 DJs, that they were at some point conceived.
They were.
Everyone was. Every single one of them. Greg James, Dev,
yeah.
Alice. They were all conceived, even Matt Edmondson.
All of their parents had to make love in order for them to be here on the radio with you.
And we've got to thank them, because without them, we wouldn't have the Radio 1 that we have today.
It's true.
If it wasn't for a moment of,
passion
amongst all the DJ's parents, we wouldn't have Radio 1 as we know it right now.
We wouldn't even have Jordan North. Think about that.
There we go.
Hey, am I genuinely the first? I thought Jordan had been before.
We tricked him into it and he thought he was having it done, but it never actually happened in the end.
Yeah, we heard just the tip of the story.
Okay.
Only a little bit. But thanks very much for stepping up, because to be honest, the uptake on the others has been slow. They're not that keen.
No. But Ariel's on. This is so exciting. Ariel, your mother's on the line as well. You call her Ma, don't you?
Ma.
You call them Ma, like M-A-W, like Ma.
Ma.
Scouse Ma.
Okay. Ma. So, hi, Ma.
Hello.
What's up?
This is... did you just say, what's up?
What?
I did not say, what's up.
No. No, you know that Cameron song? It's a bit of a who, but... Hey, Ma.
Hey, Ma.
What's up?
It's that song. Hey, Ma. What's up?
And we can go to the...
What?
Tonight.
No. Can we not?
So, this is Jackie. Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
Are you Mrs. Free in formal terms?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so, don't worry then.
Two husbands in between.
Oh, that's awkward. Okay, good. All right, this is going to be fun, I think. We have Ariel's conception story at 1:40 on Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Where Do You Think They Were is on, and we've got a Radio 1 DJ to do it.
So exciting, this. Ariel Free. I'm hoping the conception is like the story... it's sort of themed around the Little Mermaid, and that's how she got her name.
Yeah.
No, I arrived a year before her, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh.
Under the sea. Because I've always heard that's had a double meaning, but I didn't realise it was to do with your mother.
Wow. No, I arrived a year before her. Disney were inspired by me, and Disney called Ariel, it's the dude's name, Ariel is the female version.
Yeah,
true that.
Mom, can I ask, did Ariel come out presenting?
she actually did, to be honest.
What, from the very moment of birth?
She had made sure she'd had her hair done. She had a huge amount of hair.
Yeah.
She had her nails done.
Yeah.
And actually, she already had a bit of a false tan going on.
Amazing.
As well.
Mate, so she came out, she first words.
Her first words.
Hey, Ma.
No, actually.
Her first words were, "This is Radio 1. They were mine.
You were trailing ahead. Coming up soon.
Coming up next.
snipping the cord.
Oh, my goodness.
Coming up next, I'll be transferred to my cot. Right, OK. Let's get the sexy music on and let's hear the conception of Ariel 3 on Where Do You Think They Were? Cue the music. OK, Jackie, take us back to where it began.
So it probably wasn't the most sexiest, though some may say it was slightly glamorous.
Oh, OK, so we've got a glamorous one.
Well, depends on glamour.
Well, we had a lady on before whose son was conceived on a luxury yacht as Jay-Z was making one of his music videos, so that was quite...
No.
Yeah.
No, lower your expectations.
Yes, very much lower your expectations.
Jackie, where were you?
I was at Glastonbury.
Oh, yes!
Oh, wonderful. Perfect.
Right. I knew it would be something to do with, like, a festival or a gig. I knew it. All right, so you're at Glastonbury. Set the scene for us.
Okay. Oh, so it was one of the worst Glastonburys ever with regards to weather. I remember coming trenching back across the mud, and I was so cold.
Yeah.
You must have been soaking wet as well.
Oh, God.
I was wet! I was cold.
Yep.
Got into the tent.
Thing is, you must have spent quite a lot of time in the tent because you know what it's like when Glastonbury's terrible weather. It's awful. So you are in your tent a lot. And what else is there to do? Do you know what I mean?
It was pouring with rain outside. Yep. There were mudslides, so you couldn't really walk anywhere. So you needed something, obviously, to keep yourself warm.
Yeah.
I had about 3 layers of clothing on and none of them came off because it was just far too cold and far too wet. Well, obviously, there was one item of clothing that was...
Mum!
Okay, so, all right, so but you've got 3 layers on and just one item of clothing not on.
Yeah, and my socks and Dr. Martin boots as well.
Are still on.
Fabulous.
Still on.
Great.
Or off.
Thank you for that detail. Can we stop now?
No, absolutely not.
Did you actually pay for a ticket, Mother? Or did you actually just... Did you jump the wall?
No, I didn't. We had to drive in. So 16 quid.
Okay, so you didn't jump the wall?
Didn't jump the wall.
Fine, so neither you or Ariel's father had backstage access. That's one.
We were front of stage at all times.
Okay, excellent.
Oh my God, Mother.
Scott Mills.
Ariel's reactions are already making this one of the best, says Ian from Grimsby. It's just a few minutes of uncomfortable listening. Listen, new year, new you. Apply for Where Do You Think They Were now. We'll give you one of our special limited edition badges. It's like a little sticker, so you can put it anywhere, like on your phone, on your toilet, on your bedroom wall.
I think it's one of those situations as well where obviously we love everyone that comes and gets involved with this show, but massive extra credit from us if you step up for this feature, because come on, it is difficult to hear how you were conceived, but it's also amazing for the rest of us.
Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You will also go down in history on the show's Wikipedia page. We'll give you a mention once we've worked out how to change it. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We need more contestants for Where Do You Think They Were? So we're working our way through the story of the conception of Radio 1's Ariel 3. With her mum Jackie, and Ariel is still on the line. We're hearing all the details about how Jackie is participating in the deed, wearing 3 layers in a tent in the pouring rain in Glastonbury. Chris, you go with the question.
Could you hear the music playing?
Not quite. I could hear the rain thumping down on the tent.
Okay, so we've got like a proper stormy one here.
I think that adds to the intensity of the situation, just the the rain hammering down there. It's all quite back to nature, isn't it?
I don't know. I think I prefer to have Calvin Harris on in the background at this point in time. Thank you very much.
No, there was no Calvin Harris.
I wouldn't want to do it to Bounce, though. Of all the Calvin Harris songs, that would put me off my stride.
No, what, you prefer Slide, would you?
Potentially.
Continue, please, Jackie.
That was it, really. It was a case of ensuring there was a lot of kind of, you know, body heat created within the tent to warm up the tent. But the problem is that obviously when it's really wet outside and there's a bit of heat inside a wet tent,
steamy.
It gets a bit steamy.
Yeah. So what was steaming up there?
Oh, God, can you not?
Sorry,
can I
Ariel.
Just say that I got conceived at Glastonbury? No, that's really cool.
This will all be over within minutes. So what was getting steamed up there, Jackie?
Just the inside of the tent as a whole, actually.
Got a steamy tent there.
And this was in the normal camping area, right? So you had other tents all around. I don't know if you had a little light on in your tent there, but from the outside, could people see what was going on there?
No.
So there weren't any kind of unfortunate silhouettes?
No. I did get the impression we weren't alone, though, in steaming
up. There was
tents.
More people in the tent?
Not my tent, but
my
other
God.
Tents.
What, and they could hear it?
I'm not sure if they could hear it, or it was kind of nature's way of us all keeping warm.
Oh, so other people were doing it too. So you weren't on your own.
This is like some weird cult thing.
Not in the same tent.
Just a bit of group, Ariel.
No.
Well, no, I mean in the way that other people were nearby as well.
Were you in the normal bit of Glastonbury? Or I've heard rumours of sort of certain sections, there's very liberal attitude. Do you know what I mean, Scott? There's a kind of...
way up in the fields, you can do anything.
Chair.
No, absolutely normal.
normal as anything. Also, when you were all finished there, when you were... when you had, you know, warmed up, shall we say, did either of you find yourself in a predicament where you needed to kind of leave the tent to readjust in that?
Wow.
And it was raining outside. Or what did you do afterwards? Did you go for a walk? Did you go see some music? What happened?
I think we just lay there for a while.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. Yeah.
Great. So romantic.
Yeah, that's nice.
Wonderful.
And can you remember what artist was playing at the time of Ariel's conception? Can you any song that comes to mind?
Up Where We Belong. There we go.
By
who?
Joe Cocker.
I bet he does.
Oh, God. Can we drop this
one?
I'm really glad that I've been the guinea pig.
What a
tune. I love Man Alive.
We are. And this is when you were made, Ariel.
Fab.
Ariel, do you have any questions for your mother about your conception?
Is there a way to erase the entire last 5 minutes of this conversation from the radio?
Sadly not. Ariel, is this why you love Glastonbury so much, do you think? Is this why you're naturally drawn to it?
Must be.
Well, that and Ibiza, so who knows what happened there. But we really appreciate you taking one for the team here because, you're the only DJ that stepped up so far, so thank you so much.
Well played.
Hello. I don't know what this has got to do with Ariel.
Oh!
What?
Why are you thanking her? All she did was nominate her mother for the thing.
That's true, actually. We should say thank you to you more, Jackie.
Murky.
You're the real hero here.
Yeah.
You are the one that made her, with help.
I know.
Yeah. So there you are, Jackie, the Joe Cocker fan on...
what?
On Where Do You Think They Were? Jackie, Ariel, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's put me and Chris against a bunch of Radio 1 listeners for another round of our Her game. It's always going to be the case with popular culture. Things are in, and then the next minute, things are out. All you've got to do is think of something that's definitely out and give it a massive Her at the top of your lungs. There's actually a technique to this. You think I'm just making a weird noise. It's a bit like singing. You gather it from the abdomen, and then it's like this. Her! We get some people on, they're like, whoo! Just give it a go. From here, not here. Let's play.
This is amazing. You're like a singing teacher.
I think the Radio 1 listeners should start the first Who game of 2020. So let's go to the lines. Line 1, who are you and where are you from?
Hi, my name's Jana and I'm from Newport.
Yes, Gemma.
Playing Poo Sticks in the summer. Hello!
Great Poo game. Sticks.
Great game.
Okay, we're on. Line two. Who are you and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Javen, and I am from Enniscorthy in County Wexford.
How do you think about
Ireland.
It?
Love Enniscorthy.
Yeah, you've got family, haven't you?
I've got family in Enniscorthy. Where do you know that, Javen? Talk of the town.
Props knows them, yeah.
You've mentioned it before, I think, haven't you?
Yeah. Vinegar Hill, top of Vinegar Hill, is where I get really deep, Scott. I stand up on there, you can just see everywhere, and then I go into deep thought mode.
Okay. Javen, what's your who, please?
Watching the visuals on Windows Media Player.
Line three, who are you? Where are you from?
This is David off of Teesside.
Yes, David.
Lend it all, pit going out with one of the cheeky girls.
Lend it all, pick. Was he off of Big Brother? He was on Big Brother and ended up on one of the cheeky girls. Mm. Good times. Okay, me?
You.
Do I make you horny, baby, off of Austin Powers?
Let me ask you a question and be honest. Do I make you horny, baby? Do I? Do I make you Randy? Yeah.
I forgot the do I? Oh. Yes, Chris Stark.
Great one. Terry Tibbs off Phone Jacker and Face Jacker.
So good, though.
Are you looking for a great deal in a quality used second-hand car? Well, come down to Terry T. Smart Guy. 692, what for why? 692, what for why? My name's Terry, and I'll be waiting for you.
Family cars.
Talk to me.
Luxury cars.
Talk to me. So, if you're looking for quality used cars at an affordable price...
Talk to Terry.
That's right. Talk to me, Terry Tibbs. I'll be waiting for you, because we got some beautiful models just there. Ain't that right?
Talk to me.
Best.
You're so good. Gemma, back to you.
Playboy Bunny. Hey.
Yeah. Playboy Bunnies.
Are they still on? I don't think they are.
No, I don't think so. The Playboy Mansion. Hey. Is that off of Hugh Hefner? Hey.
Playboy Bunnies. Rubbish.
Javen, what have you got?
Sportsmen wearing plasters on their nose.
Okay, someone needs to explain that one to me. Why did sportsmen wear plasters on their nose?
I don't know, wasn't it to make them breathe better?
Yeah.
Oh, like those things I used to have for snoring.
Well, I thought they had some sort of herbal thing on them.
No, you can get these things if you snore, like, you put them on your nose. They're not attractive. It's not for sexy time. But you put it on your nose and it makes you not snore. And when I was massively overweight, I used to put one on my nose at night.
All right.
Just to help out whoever I was in the bed with at the time.
Whoever.
Because snoring a lot. Anyway, that's a lot of information. David, what have you got?
White D.
White D! Off of Benefit Street.
Yes.
Louis Walsh, you look like a pop star. Hey!
And you look like a pop star.
Louis Walsh.
Yeah. The Ordinary Boys.
Oh, I used to love them.
Let me ask you a question.
That's not them. Lads, wasn't it?
Good song.
It was like pure
actually,
lads.
I really like that song, to be fair.
Yes, Gemma.
Pythagoras' theorem. Hello.
Don't need it, don't want it. Okay, let's break. Back with the Who game in a sec.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the Who game on BBC Radio 1. Is the timer going to appear or is someone going to run out? Let's continue to play. Okay, back to the callers. Javen.
Scott Leeds on your TV.
Oh, I used to have loads of those. David.
Owen Quigg doing the puppy dog voting face.
Do you remember that? On X Factor. Please vote for me. We've got puppy dog face. Okay. Bluetoothing a song to someone else. Hey! I even found this handy how-to video.
Today I'm going to show you how to transfer music from one phone to another through Bluetooth.
Oh my God, I don't even know how you would do that now. Feeding a pony sugar cubes.
Oh!
Feeding the pony.
You're not supposed to give them sugar. Just remember seeing it in old films. They always give them sugar. It's like, no, give them some proper food.
Feed the pony.
Gemma?
mint strips that dissolve on your tongue to make you have nice breath.
Oh, I was all about them. Javen.
Chastity rings off of Jonas Brothers.
Chastity rings off of We're Not Going to Have Sex because we're the Jonas Brothers. Whoa, there goes the timer. Okay, we've got to be quick. Time is running out. David.
Rebecca Lewis and the pig.
What a way to put it.
Taking photos of yourself with today's newspaper to prove the date.
Moonies.
Gemma.
Don't try this at home. Hello.
Javen.
Thunder. Thundercats.
Eating a flan. And that's it. The Who game is over. Remember, if you've got any Who's and you want to be on next week, email them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And thanks to you, Chris Stark, for being an excellent contestant, as always.
Right, and you, Scott, for being an excellent host, as always.
Thank you so much to our contestants, to Gemma, to Javen, and to David.
Love you, bye. Love you, bye.
BBC.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Jordan.
Hiya.
Yeah. Jordan is 21 and he's a kitchen fitter from Staffordshire. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, really good. I do enjoy people that can fit kitchens.
Oh, it's brilliant. Something different to do every day.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that, Scott? You enjoy people who fit kitchens?
It's just a skill which I wish I had.
Yeah, I don't even know where you go about doing that sort of thing.
Wow. It's quite hard. There's a lot of tricky things to do, lads, I must say.
I wouldn't know where to start, Jordan. Fair play.
What's have you done the kitchens for anyone famous?
We've done a kitchen for Stephen Ward, who played for Burnley.
Yeah, cool.
In the Premier League.
Bet that was banging.
It was a nice kitchen, to be fair. I'm not going to lie.
I bet he had all the appliances.
Yeah, what was the extras?
Top of the range.
Yeah, go on then. What was it? Was it like dream kitchen? You could, like, sort of no budget?
Oh, he had like a 3.4 metre long island with all the top of the range gadgets in. It was crazy.
Yeah, I bet he had one of them taps that just instantly pours hot water, boiling hot water.
Yeah, it's a boiling hot tap, yeah, definitely.
Of course he did.
Yep.
Amongst
and an
other
arga
things.
Cooker.
Oh, he's got an arga, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, someone's doing very well. Do they get paid much at Burnley?
Yeah,
I don't know. He probably does, wouldn't he?
Why, yeah. Yes.
All right, cool.
No.
Enough for a nice kitchen.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Premier League, Scott.
Oh, is it? Right, I've got this for you today, Jordan, on Banger. See if you like my style on this. No noises coming from Jordan. No? Okay.
I don't know. If I was fitting a kitchen, that might be the kind of thing I might sing along to a little bit.
One Direction. Kiss You.
There's nothing wrong with singing along to One Direction. It's all good. You're allowed to. Okay, Jordan, it's bangers. There's always a choice. My choice for you is this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good noise.
Ibiza time.
Yeah, man. Summer vibes. This is
summer
a song
vibes,
called Stereo Love.
Vibes.
By someone called Edward Mayer.
Yeah.
I've heard it before.
But tune.
All right. Okay, it's up to you.
Is Chris's the second one?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Scott. I'm going to have to go with Chris. I'm not a One Direction boy.
Okay.
Growing up Hindu, religion always felt like a burden to me.
I wonder who would win in a scrap between Jesus and Krishna. Why am I praying to an elephant? Look at that delicious cheeseburger.
But then I started to look into it, and I thought maybe I've got Hinduism all wrong. I'm Rahul Kohli. Join me for a podcast to find out if my Hindu background can help me find the answers to life's big questions. I'll be calling on the help of a pundit.
We can go slowly and deeply as we need to.
A yogi.
Since you're born, you are the yogi.
Some comedian friends and other wise gurus.
You have reached what you mortals call nirvana.
Is Kurt here, like?
What?
Never mind. Comic Sanskrit. Download and subscribe now at BBC Sounds.
That is an excellent choice.
Yeah,
very, very good.
French dance.
Is it French?
Well, it sounds French. I've just assumed a lot of things there. How can it not be?
Just because it's got an accordion on it doesn't make it French.
Do you know what I've done there? I've jumped to assumptions, and that's terrible of me.
That was massive, though, wasn't it, at the time?
Yeah, tune.
Edward Meyer, 2009, yeah, Romanian.
A lot of people enjoy that. Some people don't. Hannah says, this is the worst banger I've ever heard.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I actually preferred yours to mine today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott here with Chris.
Hi.
So, you and a friend could go behind the scenes of Top Gear if you win Jan Slam tomorrow, one of the biggest shows on TV. So you get to hang out with the presenters. So Paddy McGuinness, Chris...
Harris. Can't forget him. That's harsh. That's like forgetting one of Destiny's Child, which you've had form for before.
And Freddie Flintoff. Yeah. Those are your three presenters, Chris Harris, Paddy McGuinness and Freddie Flintoff. And then you will get to do a hot lap of the test track with the Stig.
This is the best bit, in my opinion.
What?
Lovely meeting the guys. That's cool. But doing the lap is wicked. I would love to do that.
Think of all the famous people that have done that lap on that show over the years. That's going to be you. You're going to be next to the Stig.
Yeah, also, with the Stig driving, because I'm assuming that's what happens, it's going to be a proper job of it as well.
Listen to Radio on Breakfast with Matt and Molly tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I think I mentioned this before, but I'm obsessed with pop stars that have clothing ranges. Obsessed. Mm. Jason Derulo, do you remember that?
His was the best.
Oh,
yeah.
It was so good. Stuff that you would never wear, like, unless you were Jason Derulo.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I was checking out just before Christmas the Adam Levine collection as a potential Christmas present for you, but it's only in America. And I wasn't paying over the odds for the postage there.
I wasn't aware that he had a particular style of clothes.
Yeah, it's...
Clothes.
Sold at Kmart.
I'm going to have a quick look.
Mm. I was going to get you a jean jacket, an Adam Levine jean jacket, so you could look like the Maroon 5 Wonder.
The thing is, if I wear Jason Derulo's clothes, I do look a bit like him, because they're so... it's like the track suits that... As you said, only Jason Derulo could wear. So people, it would look like I'm trying to be a pop star like Jason Derulo. But Adam Levine, I don't really understand what that collection would be.
Or would you like? I just like it that he's got one. Or would you like the Adam Levine Eau de Toilette?
so I can smell like him.
Gentle notes of passion fruit and guava, and then a spicy, embracing aroma of ginger. For the distinct and masculine man, and the bottles in the shape of a microphone because he's a singer.
Sounds a bit smug. Do you remember the last bottle of aftershave you got me that was shaped in the bottle of a microphone? It was when The Voice bought out an aftershave or perfume in the shape of a microphone.
What would you like to smell like? I'd like to smell like The Voice. Said no one ever. Okay, we're doing this generator today. We've got another generator created by the wonderful boffins here at the BBC. Hi, Kate.
Hello.
So you've been hearing our generators all week, have you?
I have indeed.
We've got a new one for you today.
Okay, go on, hit me.
Same technology, different subject, but it's voice recognition again.
Okay, fine. If I get a man, I'm going to be really, really annoyed, by the way.
Okay, well, I don't know what's going to happen, do I?
I don't have the most feminine voice.
No, but it's not about that. It's about personality.
Okay,
it can sense your personality,
fine.
And it'll match you with the relevant personality, you know? It's not like
you're
a bloke because you drew a bloke in the generator. You know what I mean?
Okay, fine. I'm ready.
So today it's what sound of act are you? The BBC sound of list.
Yeah.
It's big on Radio 1 at the moment.
So I think my sound of is probably Ellie Goulding, purely for the fact that I still do love her, but back in the day I really loved her. I even, from the age of 17, had like a shave bit on the side of my head, inspired by the one and only. So I think that's pretty apt.
Okay.
I'd be happy with that one.
So you'd be 2010 sound of winner Ellie Goulding.
Yeah.
I mean, also on the list, Ray Black, Sigrid, Sam Smith, Years and Years, Haim, Jessie J.
No, I reckon I'm still an Ellie, I reckon.
All right.
Well, it's not up to us. It's not even up to you. It's up to the generator.
Okay, let's go. Let's see what they're saying.
Good luck.
50 Cent.
Oh. Oh, what on earth?
Go, Shorty.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
No.
No, that's terrible.
2003 Sound Off winner, 50 Cent. Do you want another
go? Wouldn't the machine doesn't lie. I mean, it's picked up something in your personality that is a bit 50 Cent. What would that be?
Oh, my, absolutely nothing other than potentially my deep voice. So
you do keep mentioning it. We haven't mentioned it once, but it's not even that deep.
I mean, you know, it's deeper than the normal, the average female, but we're fine.
No, I don't think it is.
Okay. Well, I think we should go again, because I do feel a bit betrayed by that.
All right.
Jessie J.
Fine. The only thing I'll take from Jessie J is that she did date Channing Tatum, so I will take that, actually.
Happy with that, yeah?
Yeah, to be fair, I mean, I feel like there's worse.
Yeah. Do you think there's a similar personality between you and Jessie J, though?
Probably not, to be fair. No. But, look, like you say, there's some truth in it somewhere, so maybe it's that my future man's going to be Channing Tatum. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, you seem happier with Jessie J on the Sound Off generator.
Yes, well, I'm happier with Jessie J than 50 Cent, absolutely.
Only thing is, you were responsible for this horrendous bit of television history. That was good.
Okay, yeah, to be fair, maybe that's not the best one then.
But then last year you did win a Chinese singing competition.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, at least, you know, well-travelled.
Massive in China now.
There you go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And we're in the middle of what BBC Sound Off artist are you with our generator. Connor, who would you not like to be?
Probably Ellie Goulding. Oh, no, I don't really want that one.
Why?
Oh, her music's a bit like vanilla ice cream. It's just, it's always the same. A bit boring.
Okay, well, we're going to spin it and you could be any of the BBC Sound Off winners, any previous one. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Mika.
Oh, that's a great one.
Mika. I don't even know who Mika is.
I can be blue. I can be green.
I haven't heard him since being at school.
Right, well,
I don't even know who he's still about.
That's who you are.
Oh, I'd rather have Adele.
God, you don't sound buzzing as I would be if I got Mika on the generator.
Do you know what, as well?
No.
Mika, you are still selling a lot of records in France and Italy.
Oh, still raking it in then.
You're still massive in those countries, yeah.
Oh, good.
To the point where we even recorded whole albums in French, yeah. So congratulations.
I wish I knew French. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's do one more BBC Sound Off Artist Generator. We've got someone on the line now. Who's that, please?
Hi, it's Samuel.
Hey, Samuel. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Elstree.
Oh, home to many a TV show.
Yes, lots of them. Strictly's just down the road.
Strictly down the road. You've got your Holby City there. You've got your EastEnders.
Yeah,
it's all
true.
Happening.
Per metre, you have more celebs in Elstree than anywhere else in the UK. Like rats there.
The Hollywood of Hertfordshire.
It is. It's exactly like LA, actually. There's that many famous people just walking around.
Exactly, yeah.
Who would you love to get on the BBC Sound Off generator?
Little Boots, please.
Why?
Because I looked them up and I had no idea who they were, but it seems like, you know, they did quite well for 2009. They've made it quite big, clearly.
Yeah, it was quite of its time. This is good, this generator. It's a bit like the Disney one that everyone is doing at the moment, except we can change the category and we've done it for radio.
I completely forgot the Little Boots have won the Sound Off in 2009, yeah. And then look at the career after that. It was amazing.
So well. They've done so well.
Okay, anyone you don't want to be?
Adele, please.
Why? She's awesome.
I don't like her laugh.
Don't like her laugh? Well, you're the only person in the world. Okay, should we spin it for you?
Please.
Okay, hear it. This is what BBC Sound Off artist you are.
Adele.
Oh.
Oh.
Rubbish.
No?
So rubbish.
Okay, we'll do it
again. I didn't want that.
All right.
Little Boots.
Oh!
Yeah.
What are the chances?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, on next week's show, we're back on Monday. We want to give this a try.
Well, I always wonder if this is the stage, you know, just before Love Island starts, where all the people find out that they're going into the villa and then they dump whoever it is that they're currently seeing. Because obviously they're about to be famous and about to be like properly single for it. And I always feel for those people. I think a lot of dumpings happen right now. So I think what we would like to do is ideally find... Sorry, it's really off-putting.
Got a text
in the background. Ideally, we'd like to find people that are currently being dumped by the new Love Island contestants.
Because they have to be single to go in there.
Yeah.
Now, in an ideal world, it would be people... Oh, God, it's annoying. It would be people from this lot, from this new lot of Love Islanders. Maybe, what's one of their names?
Oh,
Callum.
I don't know.
Probably a Callum, innit?
Rochelle's sister.
Maybe Callum's had to have the chat with you. Like, look, babe, I know we've been seeing each other for a while now, but I've got the call up from Love Island, so it's off.
But let's not rule out if you have been dumped by someone that's then gone on to do Love Island, because we'd like to hear from you too.
Yeah, previous series as well.
Yeah.
But we'd like to major on this one, if possible. Let us know if you've had to have the chat, because they've got to go in single.
I mean, we've got Eve and Jess and Paige there. Ollie, Mike, he's going in there as well. Have you just been dumped by Mike? Be good to know.
Yeah. Is Ollie the really posh looking one? He just looks really posh.
I think he's heir to...
It looks like every single... Everyone's...
Landowner.
Yeah, definitely. Like, there's always someone that looks like him at university.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he is. He's the heir to most of the land in Great Britain or something. I don't know.
Anyway... Have you been binned off because of one of the Love Islanders? Because they've obviously just found out a couple of weeks ago and now now they have to be singles to go in there. Let us know. 81199. We're doing this for next week's show.
Scott Mills.
We're back Monday from 1 on Radio 1 and do let us know via email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you've been binned off by a Love Islander before they go into the villa. It's that time again.
Right, we have a... Can you stop?
Scott. Yep.